Dear Islamic brothers, today we're going to hear about devastations of haram earnings. Some sayings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam about haram earnings. First, a person makes a long journey, his hair is untidy and body is covered with dust, means his condition indicates that whatever prayers he make will be answered. He lifts his hand towards the sky and says, "Oh Rabb, Oh Rabb," means he prays, but his food is haram, his drink is haram, and his clothes are haram, and his nourishment is haram. How can then his prayer be answered? Means if you wish that your prayer be answered, then earn lawful sustenance. Second, a time will come upon people when man will not care how he gets his thing, by means of halal or haram. Allahu Akbar. Third, if the one who earns haram wealth gives it in charity, it is not accepted. And if he spent it, there is no blessing in it. If he leaves it behind after that, it will take him to hell. Allah does not erase evil through evil, but evil through good. Undoubtedly, evil does not erase an evil. It is stated in Mukashafatul Qulub, if a haram morsel enters the stomach of a person, every angel of the sky and earth will curse him until the morsel remains in his stomach. And if he dies in the same state with the haram morsel in his stomach, he will enter hell. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.